إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, the greatest protection against loss is to feel a sense of loss. To give you an example, say we miss tahajjud one day. Tahajjud is not fard. If you never pray tahajjud in your whole life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not put you in Jahannam for that reason. But you will also not get the benefit of tahajjud for the whole life, for the whole of your life. So say for example you miss tahajjud one day. The usual tendency of most people is to give themselves reasons why they miss tahajjud. I was tired, I was this, I was that, so on and so on. Fact remains, excuses do not change reality. Even though they may be justifiable excuses, the fact still remains that you did not pray tahajjud. Now imagine that that day was the day when it was destined that you would die. So you died without tahajjud. Maybe your maghfirat, your forgiveness was in that tahajjud which you missed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you anyway. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the reward of the tahajjud even though you did not pray it. We don't wish ill for you, but fact remains you did not pray. And what about that one who prayed? Is Allah going to give him and you the same reward? Allah knows best. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves most the man who wakes up for tahajjud and wakes up his wife. And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that woman the most who wakes up for tahajjud and wakes up her husband. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if they have difficulty in waking up, throw cold water on their face. Now why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give this advice? Why did he make such a big deal about this tahajjud? Because this Salah is the Salah when we talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we begin the day with speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our problems which He knows but He likes to hear it from us, and we ask for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how beautiful is that day? Which day can be better than that day? And how bad is that day which began without that tahajjud? Whatever be the excuse, all excuses for missing hasanat, all excuses for missing the opportunity to please Allah are from shaitan. Get this clear in your mind. No matter how justifiable that excuse might look, that excuse is purely and purely from shaitan. Make no mistake about it. Don't waste some more time. You make the mistake of missing the good deed and then you spend some more time and wasting some more time justifying it. Doesn't change any reality. The deed has been missed. The benefit of remembering and feeling a sense of loss is that you, first of all, you make tawbah. Alhamdulillah, tawbah is the way we turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we make tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sin and He changes it for a good deed. So in this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask Allah, you make sincere tawbah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you the reward for praying tahajjud even though you did not pray it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a reprieve and not take our life until we have prayed tahajjud and until we have made tawbah. So, but that tawbah will never happen if you keep making excuses. Excuses are the thing that come between us and Jannah. Excuses are the road to Jahannam. So forget about excuses. Make tawbah. Accept the mistake, make tawbah. The more sincere the tawbah, the easier it will be to wake up the next day for tahajjud. And the same thing applies to everything else, whether it is charity, whether it is any other act of goodness which has an opportunity and a chance to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Excuses are the things that prevent us from doing that good. Excuses are the things that fool us into believing that good and bad is equal. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لا يستوي الحسنات وسيئات. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, good and bad is not equal. But excuses make us feel that they are equal. They are not equal. They are definitely not equal. So let us be very, very clear about that in our minds and stop making excuses and do the act of goodness and ensure that if for whatever reason, irrespective of the reason, forget the reason, irrespective of the reason, if we miss that act of goodness, that we feel a sense of loss. And feel a sense of loss means that there should be pain, that there should be tears, that you should really feel bad about it. You shouldn't just pass it off. Because if you're doing that, then remember that is what shaitan does. Shaitan makes this, these excuses and gives us these excuses so that we can feel okay about missing out on the thing which would have helped us till the day of judgment. I want to end with the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where there were two Sahaba who accepted Islam on the same day. And then one of them died in one of the battles as a shaheed fi sabilillah, inshaAllah. And the second one died a year later of natural causes. Now Abu Talha al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, he saw the Sahabi who died of natural causes. He saw him in a dream. And in this dream, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you know, used to ask people after Salatul Fajr, has anyone had a dream? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would interpret that dream. So one day Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, has anyone had a dream? And Abu Talha al-Ansari said, Ya Rasulullah, I had a dream last night which I don't understand. And can you please explain it? And then he said that, he mentioned these two Sahaba and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I know for a fact that they both accepted Islam on the same day. And then he said, one of them died a year before the other one. And he died as a shaheed fi sabilillah, inshallah. And the second one died a year later. But I saw the second one enter Jannah before the first one. Now they both entered Jannah, but he said, I saw the second one who died of natural causes a year later enter Jannah before the first one. And that's very surprising to me, so I'm asking this question. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, why are you surprised? Did that man not get one more year of Qiyamul Layl, of Tahajjud? Did he not get one more Ramadan? Did he not get one more year to do all kinds of deeds of goodness? So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded him. Now, this does not mean the other one who died a shaheed didn't get the reward, but the point is that the one who continued with these recurring acts of goodness, even though they appear to be small, their reward is huge. Excuses prevent us from this reward. So, feeling a sense of loss is the best protection against loss. And that's why I remind myself and you, let us ensure that we do our acts of goodness, whatever they are, and we seek to increase them, and we stop making excuses. And that when we are unable to do an act of goodness for some reason or whatever the reason is, we are genuinely contrite, we make tawbah, and we never ever repeat that. We never ever repeat that, no matter what. Do what it takes to wake up for tahajjud, whatever it is. Do what it takes. Stop making excuses, wake up for tahajjud, and remember that if, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from this, but if you miss tahajjud on that day, the day when you are destined to die, then you will die without tahajjud. And on the day of judgment, you will cry tears of blood that you've missed that day of tahajjud because of what that tahajjud could have done for you, but you were too lazy and you had all kinds of excuses why you missed that tahajjud. Doesn't change the reality, and therefore let us ensure that we stop making excuses and that we actually make the effort to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not know how much time we have left on this earth. We do know that we will die, and we do know that we will meet Allah, and therefore let us ensure that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state where He will be pleased with us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to meet Him in a state where He will be pleased with us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our life on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who never missed a tahajjud in his life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our du'as. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inspire us to do those du'as which are pleasing to Him and to accept them. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.